Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, December 30th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Blue Lagoon sells approximately $1 million of gold and silver from Dome Mountains. Initial production to Ocean Partners. Blue Lagoon Resources Inc. announces the sale of approximately $1 million of gold and silver to Ocean Partners UK Limited from the Dome Mountain mineralized material. This marks the company's first sale related to production from Dome Mountain with a payment of $970,000 expected. Underground development, production, and shipments are set to resume in January. Blue Lagoon views this as a significant milestone, transitioning to a revenue-generating mining company. In addition, the company has granted 3,000 restricted share units and 200,000 stock options to certain individuals. For more information, contact President and CEO Rana Vig. Blue Lagoon Resources Inc. is focused on advancing its Dome Mountain Gold Project in British Columbia with plans for further exploration and growth.
Lexeria releases additional results from its successful Phase 1b study, GLP-1H244. Lexeria Bioscience Corp. released additional results from its Phase 1b study, GLP-1H244, showcasing the potential benefits of its Dehydratec platform technology. The study demonstrated rough parity between DHT arms and the ribulsis control in terms of fasting glucose, cholesterol, and LDL cholesterol. Body composition analysis showed DHT semaglutide's potential for lower lean mass to fat mass body weight reduction compared to ribulsis. The DHT CBD arm achieved meaningful reductions in blood pressure, indicating potential for treating hypertensive patients. Pharmacokinetic analyses showed quantifiable CBD concentrations in DHT arms, with ongoing testing for semaglutide levels. SF36 survey results indicated better perceived health status for DHT semaglutide participants. Lexeria plans to continue investigating DHT semaglutide for therapeutic indications and is preparing to share data with a pharmaceutical company under an MTA. The company remains optimistic about the future developments and has raised additional capital to fund new opportunities in 2026.
Investor news breaks. Safe & Green Holdings Corp., NASDAQ SGBX, adjourns 2025 annual meeting and sets virtual reconvene date. Safe & Green Holdings Corp., SGBX, has adjourned its 2025 annual meeting of stockholders due to the absence of a quorum and will reconvene virtually on January 14, 2026 at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Stockholders will vote on proposals described in the company's definitive proxy statement filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission on December 19, 2025. The record date remains November 21, 2025. Previously submitted proxies will be voted unless properly revoked, and the company will continue soliciting proxies during the adjournment period. No changes have been made to the proposals or proxy materials, which are available on the SEC's website. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at iMinFM, SGBX. Thanks.
Tech Media Breaks, Xeri OTCQB, XE, highlights next board milestones and strategic vision. Xeriant Inc. issued a year-end update highlighting progress on its next board eco-friendly composite building panel with nanotechnology-enhanced thermal performance, successful pilot production run, and extreme fire resistance. The company plans to grow its nanotechnology portfolio and advance its Factor X research group to identify high-impact technologies. Xeriant aims for revenue generation and a future NASDAQ uplisting. Xeriant is dedicated to discovering, developing, and commercializing transformative technologies, including the Derever brand and Nexboard panel. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Tech Media Wire is a platform focusing on technology companies, delivering news to a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the public. For more information, visit Tech Media Wire's website.
Network news breaks. Safe and Green Holdings Corp., NASDAQ's SGBX, adjourns 2025 annual meeting and sets virtual reconvened date. Safe and Green Holdings Corp., SGBX, has adjourned its 2025 annual meeting of stockholders due to the absence of a quorum. The meeting will reconvene virtually on June 14, 2026, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for stockholders to vote on proposals outlined in the company's proxy statement. The record date remains November 21, 2025, and previously submitted proxies will be voted unless revoked. The company will continue soliciting proxies, and no changes have been made to the proposals or proxy materials, which are available on the SEC's website. Telvantis Inc. announces strategic transaction involving Telvantis Voice Services. Telvantis Inc., a U.S.-based telecommunications company, has announced a strategic transaction involving its international voice services business, Telvantis Voice Services, Inc. The company has entered into a definitive agreement with Spectral Capital Corporation for the sale of 100% of TVS through a stock-for-stock exchange. The agreement includes performance-based earn-out shares tied to revenue and profitability milestones for 2026. This move aligns with Telvantis' focus on wireless and 5G infrastructure, aiming to strengthen its positioning as a technology and industrial holding company. The transaction is expected to close by the end of December 2025, pending customary conditions and approvals, ensuring continuity of operations for Telvantis Voice Services.
Top 10 Verified Wellness and Longevity Companies. Close 2025 as Wellness Eternal enters amplification mode in 2026. The top 10 verified wellness and longevity companies have earned their rankings based on verified consumer reviews, clinical efficacy, and index positions. These companies prioritize real biological outcomes in areas like cellular health and metabolic foundations. Wellness Eternal is set to amplify companies with proven results in 2026. The Biohacking Index focuses on trust-based rankings and biological efficacy, not trends or celebrities. Founded by Lindsay O'Neill O'Keefe, Wellness Eternal verifies and amplifies companies shaping the future of cellular health. For more information, visit the full announcement at Wellness Eternal's website. Nutritional Products International shares year-end message and vision for the new year. As 2025 comes to a close, Nutritional Products International, NPI, extends a message of gratitude and optimism to its clients, retail partners, and global brand partners. Founded by Mitch Gould, NPI helps international health and wellness brands navigate the U.S. market. NPI's evolution of distribution platform offers global logistics, warehousing, retail sales execution, strategic marketing, and regulatory guidance all in one system. This turnkey approach allows brands to focus on innovation while NPI handles market complexities. Looking ahead to 2026, NPI remains committed to expanding its platform to support global partners in the U.S. market. To learn more, visit www.nutritionalproductsint.com.
Barry P. Goldberg APLC celebrates record-breaking year for Southern California personal injury law firm. Barry P. Goldberg APLC, a leading personal injury law firm in Woodland Hills, California, celebrated a record-breaking year in 2025. The firm received national awards, experienced growth, and expanded services across Southern California with offices in Simi Valley, Canoga Park, and El Cajon. Senior Associate Matthew Stearns was named a 2026 Super Lawyers Rising Star, while founder Barry P. Goldberg earned his 15th consecutive Super Lawyers honor. The firm also ranked number 106 on the Inc. 5000 Fastest Growing Companies in America list, and number 110 on the Law Firm 500. Barry P. Goldberg APLC continues to grow and serve clients in personal injury and insurance litigation cases throughout Southern California.
MedClinic Authority introduces a scalable, compliance-driven platform for building modern telehealth clinics. MedClinic Authority, MCA, has introduced a scalable platform for building modern telehealth clinics, aimed at helping healthcare providers, founders, operators, and entrepreneurs launch and scale compliant clinics without starting from scratch. The platform focuses on system architecture, operational strategy, technology infrastructure, workflow design, and regulatory alignment. According to Leo Stone, clinical longevity strategist at MCA, healthcare struggles due to fragmented systems, not lack of ideas. MCA provides structured frameworks for clinic operations, technology integration, patient journey design, and compliance-first system architecture to reduce time to launch, operational friction, and regulatory risk. The company works with healthcare providers and entrepreneurs seeking sustainable growth models based on strong systems. Learn more at medclinicauthority.com. 2026 applications open. Stuart Pilch Entrepreneur Grant seeks next-gen business talent. The Stuart Pilch Entrepreneur Grant is now accepting applications from undergraduate students in the United States. This scholarship, founded by entrepreneur Stuart Pilch, aims to support the next generation of business leaders who prioritize customer understanding. Applicants must demonstrate academic excellence and a passion for entrepreneurship. The $5,000 award will be given to a student who shows promise in blending academic rigor with practical, customer-centric vision. The application deadline is September 15, 2026, with the recipient announced on October 15, 2026. This scholarship seeks to foster innovative, market-aware business thinking among students nationwide.
Veritas Global Protection Reviews highlight growing consumer demand for transparent vehicle service contracts. Consumer demand for transparent vehicle service contracts is on the rise, as highlighted by Veritas Global Protection Reviews. Drivers are seeking clearer information before selecting a protection plan, reflecting a trend towards transparency in the industry. Unlike manufacturer warranties, service contracts outline specific repair scenarios under defined terms. Consumers are increasingly asking questions to better understand these agreements, indicating a shift towards informed decision-making. Veritas Global Protection stands out by emphasizing clear communication and accessible information in their offerings. Reviews now play a crucial role in evaluating how well providers educate consumers on coverage and contract structure. As the market evolves, companies that prioritize transparency and consumer education are likely to meet modern expectations and build trust with customers.
Fascia Wellness Co. opens at Fort Worth Salon and Spa Galleria. Andrea Morgan has opened Fascia Wellness Co., offering fascia stretch therapy at Suite No. 129 of the Salon and Spa Galleria in Fort Worth, Texas. FST is gaining popularity for pain relief and health benefits. Andrea, with years of experience, offers customized sessions to improve flexibility and movement efficiency. To book a session, call 817-891-0365. New clients get $20 off their first session. Visit Fascia Wellness Co. on Facebook and Instagram for more information and glowing reviews. Andrea aims to help clients experience lasting changes in their bodies. The upscale Galleria provides a calm, focused environment for personalized care. For appointments, call or text 817-891-0365. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.